Does anyone else think David Copperfield's cute?
No, but he told me he thinks you're a fox.
All right, Janice likes him. In fact, she likes him so much, she put him on her freebie list.
Her what?
Well, we have a deal where we each get to pick 5 different celebrities that we could sleep with. And the other one can't get met.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle, and we're back to talk about our laminated lists. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a clip from Friends. So I'm sure all of you who grew up in the 90s know that show, and you've known about laminated lists before. Were laugh tracks as apparent on shows back then? I mean, that seemed ridiculous.
Yeah, I think, well, when we listen to it and you don't see it, I think you realize more, like, you know, it's like one of your senses are heightened. Like, you hear things that you don't notice when you're watching.
I mean, that was so obviously not a real audience laughing in the background. I mean,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I wanted to ask you about, we were talking about Friends.
Yeah.
So would you have any of those three, like, are there any of them that you would consider putting on your laminated, or 6?
Should we explain what a laminated list is
first? Go ahead.
If anybody knows.
Didn't they just explain it in the show?
I mean, kind of.
Okay, go ahead. You do your quick version.
Okay. Do I ever have a quick version?
Well, that's why I'm saying do your quick version.
Right. Okay. So it's a list of whatever it is, 5 people that you can sleep with or hang out, whatever. It's a list of people that you can, let's say, sleep with that your partner can't get mad about. Mm-hmm. Simple, mm-hmm. Right? That
if you encounter them and something's to happen,
right,
that you have a free pass.
Free pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Like that movie.
I never saw Hall Pass.
Hall Pass.
Yeah. But I never saw it.
Okay.
So are there any? Is there anyone from that show that you would have put on your list? I mean, I feel like everyone was in love with either Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston. I think everyone had a favorite.
Well, I mean, I think Jennifer Aniston was probably the most popular of the girls on that show.
Well, I think for a long time, Courtney, you know, she had that Bruce Springsteen video that she was in, and everyone loved her. Yeah.
That was
Dancing in the Dark?
Yes, Dancing in the Dark, yes. Mm-hmm.
And she was in Ace Ventura, which is one of your favorite movies.
Right. But
they really, they don't do it for you?
No, they don't do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like skeleton skinny for me. I'm not into that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I don't find that attractive.
You like a woman with some meat on her.
Oh yeah.
I did.
I want some bacon.
That was the. All right. Now you ruined it. I was going to be really excited that you were.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I like a real woman. I don't like.
I.e. your wife.
Yeah.
I'm as real as they get. I think it's interesting because I think everyone had sort of a favorite Friends character. Who was your favorite character? I feel like everybody knows. Is when you ask, they know.
No, because Joey's one of my favorites. I love his character.
Yeah, I would imagine. And you love him on that other show that he was on, Episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great show. Mm-hmm. So he could be my favorite, but they all give something so different.
Yeah, they were a great compilation of, yeah.
Yeah, like they all provide something so different that I like them all for each character that they were. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so
and cool. I always loved Ross, but I feel like so many people hated
Ross.
He's
probably the most hated. Yes.
Yeah, but I really liked his humor.
But he's hated for that
his
reason.
His character, you think?
But that's what makes him so great.
Okay.
That's why, like, he's so good at being that character that everybody hates. That,
right.
Right?
I think so. And this shot that you made me was really good. Can you have another one of these?
Yes.
Adam made me do a shot because he didn't think that I was...
Right.
He thought I was a little. We're leaving for vacation and I'm packing. Mm-hmm. And Adam's been watching me pack from the couch for all 5 of us. And so I think he thinks I look a little stressed out while he's sitting there playing on his laptop. And I'm sorting clothes for five people, so he made me do a shot because he didn't think I was.
I'm gonna make you another
enough.
Shot mm-hmm. while you pick that thing out of your teeth.
Something in my teeth. Where is it? What is it?
You just got
is it,
it
a chive?
You
I just had
it.
Chive cream cheese.
All right, so we were talking about Friends for a second mm-hmm. there, right?
Yeah, so I was just saying with Ross, mm-hmm. I feel like he had so many great episodes, like the leather pants, the teeth whitening,
oh, he's so funny.
The girl who was a hoarder who you went over. Like, I feel like he had some of the best episodes. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
That I'll never forget that hoarder episode, that like hot girl that he went to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminded me of you in college.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. I have never been a hoarder. Messiness and hoarding are two different things. And hoarding is associated with OCD, but I happen to not have
was
that.
Was she a hoarder or just messy?
Oh, no.
No, there was just like shit
she
everywhere.
She was like disgustingly messy. I'm
right.
just like, I'm like a messy-ish.
Right. Yeah.
With like
yeah.
a lot
keep
of
keep going.
Shh.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hoarder. I have
no.
to say that. No, I don't
okay.
care. I don't keep. I don't even like my kids bring stuff from home and they like home from school, and they go in the other room and I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. As I'm like behind my back throwing it
right.
in the garbage.
Right.
And then the next day they're like, oh, why didn't you hang up my picture? So I'm not a hoarder.
Yeah, you're not
I
a hoarder.
Throw a lot of stuff out. Okay.
All right. Let's move on from Friends.
Oh, all right.
Oh, or unless
no,
you
no,
have
no,
more
no,
to
no,
say.
No, I mean I could do a ton of episodes on Friends.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, laminated lists.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to start this?
Okay. You yeah. know that this is going to be a difficult episode for me.
We forgot the clip in Friends where mm-hmm. Monica couldn't play this game because mm-hmm. she didn't have a boyfriend. Or mm-hmm. She said something like, I don't have a boyfriend.
I need to have
play.
A boyfriend first.
Yeah. I need to have a boyfriend first and then I can play. And then Joey says, it's a game on.
Yeah.
And that's going to be
this
you the whole
time.
This is
more than a game for me.
I know. You're mm-hmm. not going to be able to play this game.
I'm going to be annoying. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
This is something I take very seriously. Mm-hmm. You could look at my paper. It looks like a math equation.
You should take this very seriously because you're going to meet all these people and you're going to have to make a decision one day.
Right. Right. I know. You know, well, I think to myself, you know what? It's more of a mental game because I'm like, oof. Do I really just want to have sex with those people or do I want to hang out with them? Mm. Or, you know what
it's
I mean?
Very serious. I get
and,
it.
And I, you know, and I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, honestly, just to go have sex with somebody, like, I want to go to the spa. Like, I'd rather get a massage. Uh-huh. I don't need to, you know, if you asked me when I was 25, this would have been like, I would have been like, boom, here are my answers.
Right.
You know, but now I'm like...
Like all the Friends
an hour,
in the episode.
An hour, if it even takes that, is very valuable time for me. I don't know if I need to spend it just, like, having a wham-bam thank you, ma'am, with somebody.
Okay.
Not that I'm anybody's wham-bam thank you, ma'am, but you know, I take it very seriously in the fact that time is of the essence
mm-hmm.
for me now that
sure.
I am a mother.
Right.
And I don't know that the way I want to spend it is just having an hour with somebody. Like, I want to say to them, like, you know what? Maybe instead of having sex, let's go have some wine.
Yeah, you're good at this game.
And some conversation.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. This is going to be how the rest of the episode is. So
I think some of the women out there
you,
are probably
listen,
like, yeah, I kind of get it.
If you tune out now, we understand.
Not that I don't like sex. I love sex. That's not the problem.
No, I know, but.
The problem is that, like, do I need to have, like, an? I mean, if I'm going to have an hour to do whatever I want or whomever I want,
mm-hmm.
I think there's other things I'd rather do with them, you know?
Okay.
Like, they're rich. They could take me places.
Right.
Ooh, so, you know, my
yeah.
mind is, like, it works on 20 different levels.
Yeah, sure
yours
does.
Is, like, just how do I get straight to sex? Mine is, like, oh, they could, like, take me and buy me shit that I can't afford on my own. So
I gotta start thinking like that.
Yeah, right.
I want them to buy me
yeah,
shit too.
Yeah, you could have a sugar mama or sugar daddy.
I'll take one.
Absolutely.
Of those. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to start with your list? Your because I'm sure yours is much simpler. You don't even have. Where's your paper?
In my head. I got this all in my head.
You don't
head.
Even have a paper?
Nope.
Oh my god. Okay.
I know. Like four...
I have like a man like a manuscript here. Okay.
I don't know celebrity names. So I don't know. I'm not into the celebrity thing.
No. So if you're on his list, you should feel very
should.
Honored because
okay.
he barely knows any celebrities.
Right. So okay.
And you can't. And wait, we need to point out the fact that you cannot put Friends on like our Friends, not the Friends characters. Like, you can't put my Friends on your list. We're not allowed to do people we know.
Which of your friends would I put on my list?
No, don't even go there.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't sleep with my friends.
Right.
Okay. Only I can sleep with my
friends.
But
they, but But what if I just want to like hang out with them for an hour?
Like I know that's not going to happen. Okay. I mean, I know you love some of my friends, but I know that you're not going to just take an hour and go hang. Like, that doesn't, you don't even want to hang out with me for an hour.
I don't want to hang out with anybody for an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Not even myself.
So, all right. So first let's have everybody at home.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving, then keep your eyes on the road. And think very seriously about who pops into your mind. Maybe you've thought about a laminated list before. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the first time you are thinking about it. There are no restrictions as long as it's not somebody in your personal life. They could be, well, I don't know. Can they be dead? Because I have a lot of dead people on my list.
Definitely.
Okay, dead.
No, this is anybody, like, men, like a celebrity. Listen,
don't confine yourself to a gender. Don't confine yourself to, like, whomever you think you're like, I would like to have some kind of sexual experience with that person. Don't confine yourself. It could be anybody.
Don't feel bad if it's Albert Einstein. I get that.
Oh, God.
Well, look, you know,
math? I don't want anything to do with math. I spent my life trying to get out of math classes. Now I'm going to go back and have a wham bam thank you man with Albert Einstein? No, thank you.
So he's notoriously known for math being his worst subject, but okay, good that you know who he is. That's great.
How can it be his worst subject? All I know is I think of math when I think of him. That's the biggest turn off in my life. Okay. But not that he's, I'm sure, listen, he was an amazing man. I just don't need to.
All right, well, he's first on my list. Okay.
All right. Ooh.
If I had to spend an hour with anybody dead or alive, that's my number one. But, all right.
Is that really true?
Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I want to learn about wormholes and relativity and all that.
Wormholes? Is that like a sexual thing?
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I want the ins and outs.
I thought it would
be
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, that's on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Same, you know, same conversation.
You, Albert Einstein, and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, man.
You're going to tell them about, like, balloons and paper goods.
Hey,
Adam's in the party business.
Yeah, first of all, nobody knows what that means.
You're in the party business, so. Right. No, happen to be very smart with that stuff. You really are.
Throw Carl Sagan in there, and then we got a date. I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow, you are an intellect.
Yeah, no, that sounds incredible to me. Like, okay. That's... Forget the hour. I need like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to like dive into their heads and get it all.
Wow, you sound very you're passionate.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's get into the important part of what this episode's about. All right. You mentioned before that I made you a shot. You're drinking a. You don't know what it is. I'm not even sure I know what it is.
It tastes like a Mai Tai.
Yeah, well, it's got rum.
Yeah, it tastes like
pineapple.
Tastes like
cranberry
it, you know,
and lime juice.
It tastes like one of those little cruises you take out to the island from a cruise ship.
Right, right.
That's what it tastes like.
And I'm drinking a Sam Adams Summer Ale, and it's a crisp wheat ale with citrus. Thanks for the sponsor, guys. Okay, so all right, laminated list. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how do you want to start this?
I guess you should start. I mean, you seem to have it all memorized. So
yeah, I got
go
this
ahead.
All in my head.
Apparently.
Okay. So, okay. All right. I'm not going to, you know what? I'm not going to make this as easy as I made fun of you for saying you're not good at this game. I have a little bit of a caveat here too, because I have two number ones. So
that's cheating.
Yeah. No, kind of. All right. So I'm looking back like 20 years ago. My all-time probably favorite was Sandra Bullock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I knew that.
Yeah. I mean, she was just like beautiful, like girl next door look to me. She seemed kind of natural, like not too done up, not too out there. She didn't do anything crazy. She was just like a pretty actress.
Are you talking like Speed Sandra Bullock? Like her and Keanu Reeves,
film? Like Speed, like Demolition Man. That was great. She was awesome.
I never saw that, but okay.
Oh, such a good movie.
She doesn't seem like a Demolition Man kind of girl.
Oh, yeah. No, she was great in that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was my always my go-to 20 years ago.
Your go-to
for... Well, when she would call me, it was like, listen.
Right.
Like, I'm not available tonight.
Right, got it. Right. Okay.
Sure. Today, I mean, that's so easy. I mean, Mila Kunis, come on.
That's so easy?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love her?
Yeah. I mean, I love her too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great actress, and she does acting that I love because she's so pretty and so like on top of her game and like one of the most beautiful women, I guess, out there now. But she does like the Meg character on Family Guy, which I love about her. Mm-hmm. She's the hated, spit on, like shitty character in this like world-renowned show out there today.
And she's just the voice, so she's not worried about herself getting out there and like being seen.
Yeah. So the fact that she's able to do that and not even have like more than one line in a show, like in an episode, because she's just the hated one. I love that about her.
Right.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Mila, if you're listening, I'm not too happy about the fact that you're doing this whiskey commercial.
Oh, you just ruined it for yourself.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What? Woman and whiskey. I would think that would be like the dream combination for you.
You know what? In theory, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But when the commercial comes
on. Like, I don't drink whiskey, and I'm always like, oh, thank goodness, like, he doesn't have a, like, you would love to find a woman who drinks whiskey.
I just find it silly to see, like, her in that situation, like, pouring whiskey out of a whiskey barrel. Like, I just find it silly. Like, I don't see the connection between,
why,
like,
is whiskey a man's drink?
I don't give a shit. Like,
oh,
listen,
so what is
me.
It?
I don't know. Maybe I can't even, like, articulate it. Like, I just... I don't need a pretty girl to tell me to drink whiskey. Like, I know,
okay,
like what I like to drink. I know it tastes good. I know what I like, and I think I feel she's above that.
But isn't that every advertisement that it's somebody super attractive doing something that has nothing to do with them because that's
I
what
guess
sells?
Possibly. I just find somebody of that caliber like silly to be telling me to drink whiskey.
Okay.
To me. Mm-hmm. It's a notch or a point off.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mila.
You're allowed to feel that
Listen,
way.
I love you, honey, but, you know.
Don't call her honey.
No, but that's what she likes me to call her.
No, don't call her. Please don't call her honey. Please don't call any woman honey. That's gross.
Is it?
Yeah, nobody's going to sleep with you if you call them honey.
Oh.
Yeah, you're like the old, gross, like, creepy man if you call them honey.
I'm getting there. I'm almost the old,
no, but
creepy.
No. No honey.
Okay.
No.
All right, listen, sweetie.
Refrain from the honey.
All right, listen, babe. I just don't think it's,
oh, my God,
you know,
that's worse.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't even need to worry about you with these women. You're going to ruin it for yourselves. If you meet them, laminated list or not, you're going to fuck it up on your own.
I do not claim to
I do not even need to worry. You know what, women? Please, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let him, babe, honey.
I'll call you whatever you want.
Sweetie. You're like that, you know, the gross old man, like, talking at the restaurant to the waitress.
All right. Listen, dude. yeah, whatever works.
Okay.
Go ahead. So, how about you? Oh,
so we're going to go back and forth
here?
Yeah,
sure. Why not? Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Here we go, everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I have.
Okay, so for my second.
Exactly. Hey. How long you guys have anyway? I hope you guys didn't make any plans.
All right.
Cancel them. Fucking cancel them all because you need to hear about my list.
Sorry.
Okay.
Let's look for one.
So I have a sex list. So I consider myself a lover of
human. Did you
human.
Ever see in Friends where Monica is doing like a wedding book or something and she has everything alphabetized and categorized and what isn't that something
you're
for
gonna
her
compare
wedding?
That to me for anything?
No, not that you're organized, but you have that's funny because you're not organized in anything in your life. Mm-mm. Except for this laminated mm-hmm. list.
No, that's the problem is I couldn't organize it because there were just too many.
Yeah, you have a book
right.
categorized by name alphabetically.
Yes. Well, no, it's not alphabetically. No. I don't give a shit about alphabetical.
Right. Okay.
This is more like a level of emotional connection.
Right.
Like,
no more interrupting. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I have a non-emotional connection.
Oh, God. I can't not.
I have a medium emotional connection, and I have, like, a very emotional connection. So I have levels of, like, who do I just want to have sex with? If I wanted to just have sex with anybody, and I'm not even sure that's the case anymore, but if I just wanted to have sex with anybody, at the top of my list is the man of all men, Jason Momoa.
Who?
Jason Momoa.
Which one's that?
He's Aquaman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So he was in that new, was it the Avengers
movie? I've never seen an Avengers movie. I only know he's Aquaman because I've seen the pictures of him as Aquaman.
Yeah.
He is the god of men. I mean, he is like, when you think of a man, he is what you think of. He's married to Lisa Bonet, who's an older woman, because I feel like he needs an older woman. Like, he needs somebody.
Lisa Bonet? From Cosby Show.
From the Cosby Show, yeah.
She's not like 60?
And her daughter was just on, no, she's not 60. She probably, maybe she's in her late 40s, but oh my God, she's gorgeous. Mm. I mean, honestly, like, I would be okay if she wanted to, I'm okay if he needs her there to, like, you know, if he doesn't want to cheat on her and he wants to, like, incorporate her into the scenario, mm-hmm. I'm all good with that.
Oh, yeah.
I am a lover of humanity, and I will not say no to that.
You're so sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but Jason Momoa, to me, is, like, if I'm going to have an experience with a man, it might as well be, like, a man. Like, he is beyond. He is freaking amazing. So I love him.
Okay.
Yeah, so he is my number one.
Good choice.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
No, I've seen pictures of him.
Oh, okay.
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of silly as the character in that movie.
Oh.
I don't know.
I never seen the movie.
A mermaid as a superhero.
He's not a mermaid.
Oh.
He's a merman.
Oh, merman. Okay. That's okay.
No, I've never seen the movie, but every time I see him, and he's like, he's either surfing or skateboarding, right. You know, and he's got like that, like, cool, like, cuff tattoo, you know, like, he's got like, he's the guy who should have tattoos. Like, he looks amazing in tattoos.
Right.
So he is my number one.
I get that.
Number one.
Nice.
Jason Momoa. If you're out there.
Yeah.
Lisa Bonet. I just need to borrow him for a little bit. Just want to, like, run my hands over those abs. Mm. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
I'm doing sit-ups. Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
What am I doing?
I thought you were saying number two.
Oh, I have to have
Who
a number two?
Who does number two work for?
Austin Powers, very good. All right, so I have to have a number two. Mm-hmm. All right, I didn't think about that.
Yes, you did. Don't act like you haven't thought about this.
The Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot. Yeah. She's on my list too.
Wow.
She's on my list too. She's my number six.
She is smoking hot.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rock on. What's her name?
I mean, I kind of want to cut it out, and I kind of want to be like, people, this is our life.
Yeah. Do you understand?
This is what we deal with.
Do you know how much editing I do?
Let me look at this.
Yeah.
We have three dogs freaking going crazy because there's a human being outside the window that they've never seen a human being before. Billy, who's on your lame name? Lassie. Spot.
Oh, and if you look out the window, not that you could, it's a guy with
he's
a cane.
Walking.
So
he's walking 0.5 miles per hour. Oh, he's so cute, though. Look how cute he is. And our dog's going to eat him alive. And he's so cute.
All right. Are you guys done? All right. We were talking about Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Wonder Woman is a fantastic choice. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You might want to know her name before you sleep with her.
Why?
It's you know, as a gentleman, it might be the thing to do.
Yeah. We're not trying to be gentlemen here. We just have a list here.
I mean, that kind of, you know. All right. Go ahead.
Does she have, what's her, like, powers? Like, what is she like? Because I might want to think about that.
You're asking me what a, like, superwoman's powers are?
Yeah.
Her power is she is a fucking fantastic woman who has a uterus and female parts. So she's a superhero. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
And she has a lasso that makes you tell the truth. I forgot about that.
Mm.
I would fucking tell her the truth. Whatever she wants to know.
I think all us women need that. I think we need to, Wow.
All right.
Yes.
What about you? Number two.
Number two is...
Wait, was Gal Gadot your two?
No, she was like number six for me. But now, yes, I've crossed her off because we already talked about her. And yes, I love her so much. I think she's fabulous. And I would possibly hang out with her too, but she didn't make the hangout list because they're just too. There's too much.
I get it.
She has nothing against you, Gal Gadot.
Stressful. No, I
get it. It is so stressful.
All right, get to the fucking point.
So stressful.
And get to number
three. So number two is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
But... A very specific Brad Pitt. I'm not interested in the Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt.
What does that mean?
like when he's married to her and he's like all dramatic and, you know, they're Brangelina and he's dealing with like the drama of Hollywood. Okay. I can't, you know, it's too much for me to deal with.
Right.
I have enough drama in my life with my kids and everything. I don't need
so
to deal
Brad
with.
So the Brad Pitt drama just takes you over the
yeah,
edge.
Yeah, I don't need any Brad Pitt drama. So instead, I think to myself, when I think about Brad Pitt, I think about like a Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt with a hairdryer in one hand, where he's like, you know, in the room with Gina Davis and like about to have sex with her. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to be Gina Davis in that scene. Mm-hmm. I think about A River Runs Through It, okay. which I had not remembered until my best friend recently brought it up. Remember we were at dinner talking uh-huh. about Early Minimalist and she brought it up and I was like, oh my God, yes, Brad Pitt. And I just watched, you walked into the room today yeah. and you're like, are you watching River Runs Through It?
Well, I never saw either of those. So
I can't believe you never saw Thelma
nope,
and Louise.
Never saw Thelma
what
and Louise.
What kind of fucking feminist are you?
Yeah, I know. And listen, I just.
We need to watch it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll watch it tonight.
No.
Oh.
Not interested.
What, really?
No.
Thelma and Louise? You'll love it. What? No, you have to watch Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
All you men out there, you have to watch Thelma and Louise.
Right.
And women. It's a great movie.
Okay.
Okay. So with a woman run through it, I'm like, when I look at him and I'm like, that's a perfect Brad Pitt, Legends of the Fall. So I want like early Brad Pitt before mm-hmm. he became Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. you know, while he was still just the hot, beautiful boy, you know, from wherever he's from, Idaho or no, I think that's Ashton Kutcher. I don't remember where Brad, but he's from somewhere like obscure, like, you know, not famous.
Okay, and just in case you're asking, for my number three, I'm thinking Amy Adams, right? She's the one from Arrival,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, you love those sci-fi chicks.
I love sci-fi chicks.
Mm-hmm.
I like her a lot.
I know you do. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Like, from what I said before, she just seems like a real woman to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like. You know, like, she doesn't seem so done up. She doesn't seem like she's,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I agree.
Like to the extreme. She's a great actress, and I think she's just pretty, and she's just mm-hmm. natural, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she does sci-fi, so rock
right,
on.
I know sci-fi's on your...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's okay. a big turn-on for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like
Hence
her.
The alien porn that you talked about in our last. Weird.
So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like her, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like her like Laminated List like her, but okay. I like her. My next one is a fictional character.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
you can do that?
I am doing that.
Okay.
Because I think that it's enough of a fantasy that I have to do it. Is Christian Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey series.
Oh.
Do you remember when I was reading that?
I do.
We had a lot more sex when I was reading that.
I know. Are there any more novels coming out?
I mean, there should be. Not that you guys could compare to Christian Grey, but we were like fantasizing about him, closing our eyes and thinking about him.
Oh, so I want to know.
Yeah.
When you read the book, forget about the movie.
There were three books.
Okay, so when you read whatever...
And your mom read the books, too, by the way.
So did my grandmother.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes. I loved that woman.
Mm-hmm. So what did you picture reading the book when, like, about him?
I mean,
him?
There was so much. First
no,
of
no,
all...
No, no, no. Like, what did he look like when you were reading it?
That's hard to say now that I've seen the movie.
That's my
but
point.
But not the movie. Yeah. No, not him.
Right.
I mean, he's gorgeous, the guy in the movie, but he was... A level above, I think, the guy who I was picturing in my mind.
I think everybody was probably thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, when you read the book, what did he look like? You can't.
Like a shaven Jason Momoa.
We're back to him.
No, you know, just somebody who's like a godly, you know, who is so chiseled and so, you know, just... perfection and that you're, you know, you almost can't even imagine it. Like it's above,
okay.
It's beyond that.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of the point, you know, which is why maybe a movie is a silly mm-hmm. thing to do because, you know, there's not many men out there who can fulfill that.
Yeah,
although
James
Dornan, I think is that his name? I mean, he's gorgeous, beautiful. He's a beautiful guy. He's okay. gorgeous, but you know, it's some sense you want to be like left with alone with your thoughts.
Yeah.
So Christian Grey, listen, you know, he's a multimillionaire. You know, he has this playroom that he takes her to and knows exactly what to do with every, you know, like you think about like, if you whipped me, you'd probably hurt the shit out of me.
On purpose.
He knew exactly what to do with her. Like, he, you know, everything he knew was like a perfection.
Okay.
So, you know, I wouldn't mind an hour with him where he knows exactly what to do to make you, you know, feel something you've never felt before in your entire life.
I might take an hour.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just if he's not on your eliminated list, though, you can't. you're SOL. You're shit out of luck.
I'm gonna sneak in on your list with you. Okay. Come with you.
Well, he's my so he's my fantasy. You know, he's my.
Right.
I think
that makes sense.
I think. Yeah. Listen, all you women out there who read 50 Shades of Grey, right. We all need some kind of a huge, you know, like online book club or something to talk about the fact that, you know, one night with him would be more than that might be exhausting.
Well. If we go out and get some whips, I mean, we can practice for a long time to see what works for you.
Yeah, no, he didn't need to practice. He just knew.
Well, obviously he had to practice.
Yeah, but
He probably killed a few girls before he had to, like, find out what was right, you know?
Doesn't mention that. I'm going to pretend it didn't happen.
I'm going to write the prequel to...
I think there is a prequel, and I think there is a even after. Like, I think they're monetizing however they can. Of course.
Probably is dumb.
All right, go ahead. Your next one.
For what?
For your laminated list.
Oh, I only have one more.
What?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh my god.
I really like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Yeah. I think she is like pretty freaking hot. I love her voice.
You sound as if that's shocking. Like, not every man thinks she's...
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, I'm not into the whole... Like, the first time I think I ever saw her was the, like, Don John movie or something. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeremy...
Yes.
Jeremy Levitt? Jeremy Levitt?
Jordan Levitt?
No.
No?
I know what you're thinking, though.
And such a
where he's like obsessed with porn.
Yeah, he's like obsessed with porn, but I don't know. It's like a character that I'm not into, and but I've seen her in so many other movies since. Like Lucy was amazing.
I didn't love
that sci-fi movie, which you would not
her,
be into.
You probably loved her in. Oh, well, she God. Was just the voice, but sometimes no, that's better.
That was her.
That's what I just said.
No, I said Lucy.
And I said and her. She was in.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Yeah.
All right. So she was in Lucy. She was the voice in her.
So Avengers.
So, I mean, obviously, she has the sexy voice. She has the appearance. She's smoking.
I mean, you act like you're like have a revelation here. Like she knows. Everybody knows.
No, I think I'm the only one that knows
right.
About
you're
this.
The only one who has her on her ear laminated list.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like her.
I mean, Mazel Tov. It's a big achievement to have Scarlett Johansson on your laminated list.
Well, she's not on yours.
No, she's not. I don't. She doesn't do it for me.
Right. Mm-mm. Oh, really? Yeah, why? No. Tell me why.
You know, I don't know if I can put it into words.
All right, then don't. Okay, so.
Oh, my God. For the first time ever, you were showing interest in my opinion.
Yeah, and it took you like too long to even have a thought.
2.2 seconds so to try
we to. We had to move on.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. What's next?
All right. Well, I have a lot. How much time do we have? I feel like it's going, as always, it's going long. Okay. Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
You don't know who he is.
Oh, he was the one.
Ooh. You're like raising your hand in class. I love it. Yeah, go ahead.
He was in a movie with Steve Carell.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes. That was a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Yeah, that's one of my daughter, Mia, our daughter.
I have a daughter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Our daughter and I watch that all the time. It's a great movie.
Yeah, that was a nice six-pack in that movie, too.
Yeah, but I'm not even thinking of him in that. I'm thinking of him in The Notebook.
Never saw it.
Which is, you're probably, like, if you watched it, you would be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, as stereotypical as it comes. You know, it's... A romance beyond romance beyond romance, like where he's, you know, he's like reciting poetry to this girl. Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that answer.
Why? Who'd you think he wrote it? Like a Walt woman?
No, a woman.
Oh no, Nicholas Sparks is like a huge romance writer. Oh, he
I
writes
that was
all
be
these.
Like a woman.
No. Writing. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful, you know. Gina Rowlands plays the girl as like an older woman. And The Notebook to me forever has been like the ultimate, you know, like it's like a fuck you fantasy. It's like a you'll never have this bitch, but here's our love story. And, you know, it's like a you know, you'll never have it in your life, but you watch it in a sense that you're like, oh, if only.
All right. So what?
He's at a level that I think is what movies are for. You know, that no man, I don't know, maybe women out there, their husbands are like reciting poetry to them. But it's that, you know, that real just I need to watch a movie to get this experience.
Okay. All right.
Right?
I guess.
I mean, yeah, you know, yeah.
Sure. So, all right. Help me. So who, for my next one, who do you think would fit the role? Because I'm done with my list.
How's that possible? Yeah. That's why you need to write shit down.
I don't know. Like, I don't do this. I don't fantasize about celebrities. Like,
because you're too busy watching porn, so you don't want. who would I put in your? Oh, that doesn't pour very well.
No.
Who would I put on your list?
Yeah. That might be a good.
God, that's hard. I don't know.
No.
You can't think of anybody else? I mean, I could go on for 6 hours here. Maybe it's better that you can't because it gives more time to me. I don't know. Do you love
all it? All right. How about this?
Mm.
Who would I like to hang out with?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say either that or who do you think is overrated that most guys have on their list that you never would?
But I don't even know. Like, okay. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So if I had to ever pick like celebrities or, you know, whoever it is out there that I want to like.
What does that mean? Hang out? Where are you going with them?
Who cares? Like just.
Oh, Shanghai get a beer sushi.
Or get sushi. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. So I already spoke about the science end of. Right. Mm-hmm. So we did that. The cast.
Wait, are there any female scientists? I feel like there's probably a ton of female scientists who you haven't even explored.
I'd explore them. I just I don't know them.
Well, you should start because I'm sure there are very important women scientists out there.
I would love to.
So go ahead.
Anything about what?
Yeah, because I didn't hear any women in that luncheon.
And yeah,
I want to hear about that.
Yeah, honestly, you know that's a fair point. I don't know very.
I want you to. That's your homework. You need to go research
Can
that.
Can you say female? Is that like not a word anymore?
Of course, it's a word.
I've heard that's like negative. Term.
Female?
Yes.
No, female is super empowering.
I've heard female is not a word you're supposed to use anymore.
I have never heard that before. Yeah. Never heard that before. I think I female is like a beautiful, anybody. Like amazing
good.
Word.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So if I had to hang out with like a bunch of guys, I would choose the cast of Ocean 11. I want to be
yeah,
in
that's
on
cool.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the newer, not the old. Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt
and
George Clooney and
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So okay, that's my hangout deal. Like, that's all I got.
You want to take down the Bellagio with them?
Sure.
Okay.
I want my money back.
Okay. Well, I have. I mean, I could go on forever. So
and you are.
And I will. Bear with me. Yeah, I would say for the rest of my sex list, I'll go fast. Any of my Outlander fans out there, I am obsessed with Jamie and Claire from Outlander. I will 100% be a part of their marriage. I love them so much. If any of you are Outlander fans, you complete me. I love them. I would do Taye Diggs. Do you know who Taye Diggs is?
I don't know what you've been saying for
right.
the last 2
he's
minutes.
In, he was
I
in
don't know,
Rent.
Outlander, I don't know Taye Diggs.
Yeah, he's gorgeous, but from Stella Got Her Groove Back. If okay. anybody's seen Stella Got Her Groove Back, they know what I'm talking about, Taye Diggs. People I want to hang out with, and it might lead to sex, it might not. I need, how long are we going here? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to have to do another episode on this.
Okay.
Glennon Doyle and Abby Wambach. You don't know who they are.
I still have no,
no
idea
way.
What you're talking
no.
about.
No, Glennon Doyle wrote Love Warrior. She was married before. She got divorced. She married Abby Wambach, who's like a USA Olympic soccer player. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. You know, Ellen DeGeneres is amazing. I want to hang out with her in any capacity I can. Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. I have couples going on here because I don't want to be the factor that breaks them up. I'm thinking in terms of
if
I
they,
don't,
but what if they left their
no they're not none of these you. People I don't want any of their perfect together.
Okay.
I just want to go.
I like Kristen Bell.
I want to go in there and be part of it. I don't want them to leave each other. I don't want to be that person who like breaks them up. Also, you know, I would say Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Heath Ledger.
I loved him.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, and he was probably a super cool. Like, I would hang out with him. I would have wanted to hang out with him and get to know him. And I think he was probably a very sweet person.
I mean, he was a fucking amazing Joker.
And he was amazing in Brokeback Mountain. He was just an amazing guy. 10 Things I Hate About You. I loved him.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, JFK Jr. I would have liked to talk to him. I would have Lenny Kravitz, Prince Harry. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right, right. Now we're just letting me yeah. celebrities.
All right. So let's just end it because okay. it's going to be. But so there's nobody on your list that you would say people are obsessed with that you have no interest in?
Yeah, almost everybody.
Oh.
I'm not a celebrity guy, so I don't.
Yeah, but like, you never turn on the TV and say like, oh, everybody.
I'm doing ooh again.
Yeah.
We were just at dinner the other night, or last night,
mm-hmm.
and we were sitting next to
Snooki.
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 Not Snooki. It's Snooki. Yeah, the Jersey Shore was there.
So they were filming next to us at the table,
mm-hmm.
and like to me, it's the dumbest thing. I'm mm-hmm. not into it. I don't like. Celebrities. Mm-hmm. I don't like fake celebrities.
No,
like,
that's not a celebrity. She's not a celebrity. Although they had 40 cameras watching her.
It was so stupid.
No, she's the dumbest of the
right.
dumb.
So, like, I'm not into the whole, like, I don't get it. I'm not into the celebrity thing. Mm-hmm. So, I know the people that I like. I don't know everybody else. And mm-hmm. that's where I kind of end it.
Yeah, because for me, I feel like people are obsessed with, like, Chris Pratt. I don't, I'm not.
Oh, I like him. From, Passengers.
Yeah, I don't like get one. It. But I'm talking only physical. I'm not talking about anything besides. Okay. I'm not attracted to him at all.
Oh, no?
I'm not attracted to Ryan Reynolds. And I'm not attracted to Channing Tatum.
Really?
Yeah. Although when he and his wife broke up, I was like, oh my God, she's single now. I'm super excited. Yeah. So I don't care about him at all.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. So I know what I like and everything else just sits on the wayside. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it.
Like, okay.
So,
yeah. I like that you don't know too much about celebrities. It's good for me.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but
it means that you're not like obsessed with this standard of woman who's like unattainable. You're like,
have I ever been like,
no, you haven't, which is probably one of the things I love about you. I think you're probably like, I have, she birthed my 3 children and she has the, stuff to show for it. And I won't go with that. I hope that's what you think.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. It's. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's over time.
Yeah.
We've gone long.
Yeah.
Wow. This is longer than you've ever gone.
Every fucking episode, there has to be some kind of...
No, it's good. 45 minutes. I want to be sleeping after 5 minutes, so it's all
45
good.
45 minutes, yeah. Like
No way. No. I don't want 45 minutes. I'm not even interested in that. I think women who say 45 minutes is good, I
do
think
people
they're lying.
Say that?
Well, maybe when I was – when we were in our 20s, that was probably –
No, because that was like an urban legend. Like, ooh, somebody went 45 minutes. Like, it wasn't real, but like
– Oh, my God. Oh my God. No, not even a little. No. I want to watch Netflix for 5, and then I want to watch my shows for the next 40.
Yeah.
I want to watch my programs. Like our grandmas. That's how I sound like. I want to watch my program. Oh God.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I got to go watch my program now.
Give them the stuff.
Okay, so first of all, mm-hmm. we need people to rate and review us. People keep saying, like, we love you, you're so great.
They
do? You've read it, too. We have these great, people who are saying to us, and we're so happy, and we're, like, so excited to meet everybody, but nobody's going on and rating and reviewing us.
You gotta do it, guys.
Yeah, you gotta do it, please. That's the only, we're not making any money here. We just want people to be like, oh, they're cool, come listen to them. And our dogs too, listen to them. They're very passionate about it. So I would say rate and review us on iTunes, subscribe if you're liking us. Oh my God, it's like a shit show in here. Facebook, Instagram, we're having so much fun on there. I'm meeting so many people.
Follow us on those platforms because Danielle is really kicking ass on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
all that
stuff.
In the fact that we're meeting such fun people. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we're interacting. Like,
yeah, it's been so a lot of fun. So that's it.
Okay. And email us with any questions, comments, negativity. Don't do that.
What?
No, I just, you know, giving them a platform here. MarriageandMartinez@gmail.com.
I will rate you on negativity. Right. Nobody else is allowed to do that.
I know. All right.
Everybody else just, you know, yeah, we're happy. We're so happy that you guys are here with us. We love you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Well, and thank you for realizing that, you know, we're like, we're keeping it real and we're doing something that I think is great, because we're saying we all suffer through the same shit.
Yeah. So if you guys have anything that you'd love us to talk about, let
us
know.
We need guests. If anybody wants a guest, we need guests. We need people to, even through Skype.
Yeah,
we
if
need
you guys
people.
Want to come out and buy us a drink, and we'll have you on as a guest.
Nobody needs to buy us a drink. No, we'll have you on as a guest. If you have a story to tell and you think that you'll be great on Marriage and Martinis, let's do it.
Sure.
I'm absolutely. If you're in the tri-state area, number one. If you're not in the tri-state area, we will get Skype and we will Skype with you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but none of them are allowed to be on your limited list. It's not okay. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Love you guys.
Love ya.
Bye.
I'm done with my choices. These are final.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, very official.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Chandler printed it up on his computer.
And who laminated it?
That was me.
All right, let me see.